The space shuttle Endeavour touched down at Kennedy Space Center earlier today after nearly 2 weeks in space. The crew of seven includes schoolteacher Barbara Morgan. They delivered supplies and materials to the International Space Station and conducted four space walks. There was concern about a gouge on the belly of the orbiter. A place of piece of ice or foam broke off during liftoff and tore a small hole that raised questions about safety, but engineers determined it would not be a problem. Here with us in Studio 3A to tell us more about the mission is NPR science reporter Nell Greenfield-Boyce. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And there had to be a lot of hearts and a lot of throats as that shuttle came back today.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, for Barbara Morgan, the culmination of a 20-year-long dream that she'd been working towards since she was the backup to Christa McAuliffe for the Challenger mission. And it was a beautiful landing. I mean, it came down through blue skies. There were a few puffy clouds, but it glided just fine. And there are already some initial inspections of the small gash on Endeavour's heat shield. And it appears to have weathered the extreme temperatures of reentry just fine. It seems hardly changed from when Endeavour was on orbit.
One of the things that came into play this time was a set of decision-making operations at NASA that came about partly as a result of the disasters.
That's right. So I don't know if you'll recall, but back 4 years ago, Space Shuttle Columbia essentially burned up during reentry because no one had detected a big gash in its heat shield. Now, as a result of that tragedy, NASA has all kinds of ways to inspect the shuttle when it's in orbit, and they even have repair kits that they send up with astronauts so that if there is some sort of injury to the heat shield, they can try to fix it and not have a repeat of that disaster.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot of work done.
They did. They did four spacewalks. They installed a bunch of new hardware, transferred thousands of pounds of supplies to the space station. So even though there were a lot of sort of glitchy kind of things that often happen, a hurricane rolling in as they're trying to land, they managed to get a lot done.
There was one of the spacewalks that had to be cut short because one of the astronauts discovered a tear in one of their gloves. Obviously, not serious, but nevertheless, that's a scary thought.
Yes, astronauts in pressurized spacesuits don't like tears. Unfortunately, this was just in the outer layers. There's several layers to the glove. And this was actually, as a result, they now do inspections of their gloves because they realized a couple missions back that there was a little tear on the outer layer that they hadn't seen. So, yeah, that was an interesting moment when they ordered him back into the airlock after he sort of looked down and found this little tiny gash in his glove.
It's nice that they've worked out some procedures to deal with the problems caused by the falling debris on liftoff. Are they going to work to eliminate the problem of falling debris on liftoff?
That's under active discussion now as they look towards the next shuttle mission, which is supposed to happen in October. You know, NASA says that these sort of damage you might get from foam falling off the tank in some ways can't be totally eliminated just because of the design of the space shuttle that they have to deal with. But they are making a lot of changes over the last few years. They have made a lot of changes and they're contemplating additional changes in the missions to come. Mm-hmm. So that's still very much under discussion.
And the continued focus is on finishing the space station at this point.
That's right. NASA officials say it's about 60% complete, and there's two big new labs that are coming up towards the end of the year and the beginning of next year.
Nell Greenfield-Boyce, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Nell Greenfield-Boyce, a science reporter here at NPR. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.